And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Low-wage employers often pass on worker costs to taxpayers. Do you think that's right? I don't. On April 15, about 2,000 of us were at Shaw University's Rotunda in the rain. We listened to workers from McDonald's, healthcare providers, and the Reverend Barber eloquently, as only he can do in his leadership role speaking for the NCAACP. Then we marched around a block and stopped beside the McDonald's where we all urged Mickey D to do right and pay their workers a raise to $15. The MAC spokesman could only recognize the rights of the group to speak their mind. 3 days later, the News and Observer's Work and Money page noted, low-wage employers often pass on the cost to taxpayers. Again, I say, that ain't right. Corporations bring in the big bucks while the gap gets larger, and politicians refuse to recognize that Medicaid, temporary assistance for needy families, food stamps, and income tax credits are vital to low-paid working families. This article from the New York Times noted the earned income tax credit, and I need to pass on with regret that as of 2015, North Carolina is the only state to eliminate the tax in 30 years. So while the North Carolina legislature continues action passing laws to restrict the human services available through long existing federal laws, the gap expands and the public fail to accept that food, health, aging, education workers, basic human care providers are struggling to meet their families' basic needs. North Carolina seems to be leading this tragic effort. That just ain't right. Help get this right for those providing these basic vital services. Challenge the North Carolina legislature's actions. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.